Well, there are three big reasons. First, there's been an incomplete recovery from the Great Recession, and so we're down on total job growth. The job growth that has occurred has been primarily in lower wage paying jobs. Here in Central Florida, we haven't had much of a recovery yet in the construction or manufacturing industries. Most of the growth in jobs, which has been pretty good, has been in service sector jobs and in tourism jobs. It's great to have the jobs, but they're not the higher paying jobs. Secondly, the composition of our local economy is heavily dependent upon tourism and service jobs. So that adds to the financial pressures. And third, there's been major demographic change in the country, particularly here in Central Florida, with a lot more retirees. And our retirees tend to have modest amounts of wealth. So the combination of those three things makes the food security problem much bigger here in Central Florida than it is in Florida or in the nation.
What's a good way to get our heads around this collectively? How can we take a look at the numbers? Are there statistics available?
Yes, I think the best statistics relate to the SNAP program, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that replaced food stamps. And the enrollment growths are really pretty startling. In the United States, enrollment in SNAP is up 71% from 2008 to 2013. So you can see that even though we've had a recovery, we've had an incomplete recovery. In Florida, SNAP is up 150%, second worst in the whole country. Only Nevada's had a bigger increase. Over 20% of all Floridians are receiving SNAP. And it's even worse here in Central Florida. In Orange County, SNAP enrollment's up 250% compared to 2008. Almost 25% of all people in Central Florida are on SNAP.
Those are some very sobering statistics. Can anything be done to change them?
The only good news in this is that the recovery in Central Florida is accelerating, and the monthly trend on SNAP enrollments in Central Florida is trending lower. It's just trending lower very slowly, Nicole, and that's true also for Florida, and it's true for the nation. So we need a stronger recovery, and we need stronger wage growth in order to be able to put more people in a secure position.
That seems like something we've been hearing for a while. We're going to see things getting better slowly. Is that continuing to be the case?
Yes, it is. The pace of growth is accelerating somewhat in Florida. It will accelerate, I believe, in the second half of 2013. I think 2014 will be a much better year. I think these SNAP numbers will go down naturally as the economy improves. But there's still an awful lot of people who will remain on SNAP. I mean, the fact that we've had such a big growth in SNAP enrollment since 2008 reflects structural issues as well. There are many people who are not going to find jobs similar to what they had. And the demographic changes with more elderly people potentially puts more people at risk for food security.
Mayor Dyer held the city summit on senior hunger last week, and there were some startling numbers that came out of that. Two programs in Orlando said they feed 976 seniors 5 days a week, and an estimated 1,100 more are on meal assistance waiting lists. And that's just in the metro Orlando area. Meanwhile, AARP is saying statewide, more than one in five seniors are considered food insecure. Are we looking at any of that being able to change?
That's unlikely to change in the near term. What is likely to happen, though, is interest rates are going to rise some in 2014 and 15 as the Fed stops its expansionary policy. And seniors are dependent upon interest income more than other groups in the population. So that may help a little bit. But the reality is this is a structural problem, and it's going to be with us for a significant period of time.
What would you like to see happen?
Well, I'd like to see the formulas perhaps change for eligibility. If Congress believes that there's too many people eligible, then the idea would be to change the eligibility criteria to reflect the improving economic environment without compromising the fact that many seniors are retired and will not be going to work either because they can't or they don't need to or don't want to. And therefore, we have to protect food security for those low-income seniors, just as we do for those low-income working households.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Nicole, good to be with you.